Bocha Chaim Polak, Suko Gzulo.
I want to speak a bit about the inyan of Suko Gzulo. Toisus Daf Tes asks the question, the pasuk is memait from Chag HaSukkah Tas Alecho. In the word Lecho, we memait that somebody steals a sukkah, they're not yotzer the mitzvah. Toisus asks, why do we need a pasuk to be memait Suko Gzulo? It's a mitzvah abo ba'avirah. So Toisus answers, as mitzvah ba'avirah is only a psul jabono. Shein came from Lecho, memait that pasul medereisa, pasul legamri. So it's a two other tarets of Menchas Chinuch, famous answer. He answers with a few chedushim. He says like this. He says it's different the first night of Sukkot from the other days of Sukkot. He says the first night of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah chiyuvus. He says every person's got chiyuv, whether they're hungry, they're not hungry, they have to go and eat a certain amount in the sukkah. That's their chiyuv. He says the other days of Sukkot though, there's no chiyuv. If a person doesn't want to eat, doesn't have to eat. Just as he says it's like this, there's an issa to eat outside the sukkah. We learn from sukkah's teshu shivas yomim, from that we learn the lach of Machal says and I say that there's an issa to eat outside the sukkah. So Mela he says mitzvah b'avera, he says it doesn't puzzle the etzim sukkah. If somebody steals a sukkah, the etzim sukkah remains a kosher sukkah. Just a person can't be yotzer his mitzvah, but the etzim sukkah has got no puzzles in the etzim sukkah. Just I can't be yotzer because I stole it. So Mela bishlem the first night of sukkah, somebody stole it, he can't be yotzer. Because it's mitzvah b'avera, he stole it, he can't be yotzer. Hashem, in the other days of Sukkot, because there's no mitzvah for him to be mekayim, there's no chiyuv, there's no kiyum mitzvah at all, there's only an issa to eat outside the sukkah. So kol zman, he's sitting in a sukkah, something which has got a shame sukkah, so he's not over that issa. And because mitzvah b'avera doesn't pass the etim sukkah, the sukkah still got a shame sukkah, so memela, he's not over the issa. Hashem, after we've got the drasha of lecho, which is memayit the sukkah, then straight in Lecho that it's taka, it's oy sukkah, becomes a sukkah psula, and it's nechshav, kilu is eating outside the sukkah, and maybe it'll be over the issa. It comes out, you need the pasuk to pasul a sukkah psula for the other days of sukkahs. So Lecho straight of three chidushim in Menchas Chinuch. First of all, there's no mitzvah, there's no kiyum mitzvah to eat in the sukkah and the other days of sukkahs, so there's only an issa, I say, to eat outside the sukkah, an issa to not eat in the sukkah. Secondly, it's mavoah that mitzvah b'avera doesn't pass the letim sukkah. The sukkah means b'soda kosher, just you can't be yotzer to your mitzvah. And thirdly, as straight in lecho, as the sukkah gets a paslus, and as nechshav mamish kilu eating outside the sukkah. I want to speak a bit about each chiluk. So the gabi, the first chidush, as there's an issa to eat outside the sukkah, the Menchas Chinuch b'emes is medame to tzitzis. He says tzitzis as well. He says there's no chiyuv to go and buy Dalit Kanfus and to put on tzitzis. He says Pasha there's an issa that if you're wearing Dalit Kanfus you can't have Dalit Kanfus without putting on tzitzis. But there's no chiyuv b'chlal. So Kipshuto one would take on this as a pashtus, the Achvenim say as pashtus avada it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Bein sukkah and bein tlomashal tzitzis as well. Tzitzis avada is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Just a mitzvah chiyuvis to put on tzitzis is only for such a person who's wearing Dalit Kanfus. For such a person who decides to put on Dalit Kanfus, for such a person, there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, go put on tzitzis. And Menchas Chinuch names on, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis in any oifen. There's only an issa to wear Dalit Kanfus without tzitzis. Kipshuti it names on, avada to mitzvah chiyuvis. The mitzvah only starts in the oifen where I'm putting on Dalit Kanfus. It's not like the mashal of first night of Sukkos, it's like a chiyuv, everyone has to go and eat. But shaykin, the other days of Sukkos, anytime there's no chiyuv, you have to go and eat. But once a person decides to go and eat, once he wants to eat, then it's takachal, mitzvah chiyuvis, he has to go and eat in the sukkah. Shagin Menchas Chinuch named on Nishazoy, it's only an issa to eat outside the sukkah. And Be'emes, it was for Engels, Mosef even more, he asks even more on the Menchas Chinuch. He says, as because the other days of sukkahs we learn out from Teshuv Ke'in to do, as you have to live in your sukkah like you live in your house. So he says, Moshal, somebody, they have a house, they don't sit in the house all day, they eat in the house, they sleep in the house. During the day, they're not at home. So in Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkot on the other days is you have to be kaveh. This is your home. This is where you're living. So maybe you have to live there. You have to eat there. Even if you're not at home during the day, it could be you're in Thorpe Park somewhere. But still, das alein that you're kaveh. This is your home. So that itself you're mekayim the mitzvah because every regga you're kaveh. This is your mokum. So comes out there's no chiv. You have to go and eat whenever you're hungry. Like you're at home. If you're hungry, you go home and eat something. What in my sukkah? The mitzvah is, the chiyuv is. Whenever you're hungry, you go to your home and you eat something. You go to your sukkah and you eat something. It's about it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Just the mitzvah chiyuvos is only for somebody who wants to eat. Somebody wants to eat, so he goes home, he goes to his sukkah and eats. But mechsem of memdon, that's takya, there's no mitzvah chiyuvos bachlal, and there's only an issa. There's only an issa asay. They ask, the achoinim ask on the menchas chinuch from the Gemara daf chofei. The Gemara says, legabe the din of osik b'mitzvah, potum en ha-mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah p'tuin min ha-sukkah. Somebody is on the way to do a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah, he's potter from eating in the sukkah, and he's allowed to eat outside the sukkah. So, I'm going to learn out from a posuk by Kirshma, the Gemara says, b'shiftcho b'visecho, prat lo osik b'mitzvah. So the achoinim ask, it's not doing it to the mekoy of Kirshma, but Kirshma, the mitzvah say of Kirshma. And that we learn out, if you're osik in a different mitzvah, you're busy with a different mitzvah, you don't have to do the mitzvah of Kirshma. So like you've got two mitzvahs, I say, and if you're oisik in one, you don't have to do the other. But l'chayim meichateis legabi sukkah, lo yidem menchas chinuch that's only an issa to eat outside the sukkah. Where do we find if you're oisik in a mitzvah, you can be oiv yisurim? No one would say if you're oisik in some mitzvah, you can go and eat nevelos because there's nothing else to eat. Obviously, you can't be oiv yisurim. You can. You're potter from doing another mitzvah, but meichateis you can just can't be oiv yisurim. Emes the Pnei Shua and Daf Chofei, he asks there, why is it that the Mishnah Dafka speaks about sukkah. L'chaya osik b'mitzvah is a din by all mitzvahs. Why does the mission of Dafka speak legabe the chiddush is there that you're osik in a mitzvah, you're potter from sukkah? Why is the mention of Dafka legabe sukkah? He says the tarot. He says v'oy delay domi l'sham mitzvahs. I say she'enon ela b'sheva al taisa k'shut potter mehem. Ma she'enkin b'sukkah ikanami sura b'kum ma'asei k'sha'ochel v'shoisa v'yoshin chutz l'sukkah. So he says a lotion that sukkah is more of a chiddush because here. Your bekuma say being over. Now, you should learn what it means. Kut taichi means mamash like the menchas chinuch. After that, normally you got two mitzvahs to say, so you're isuk in one, you're potter from doing the other one. Mashenkin in here, your mamash, you're over in issa, not just you're potter from doing a mitzvah. When you're isuk in a different mitzvah, then you can actually be over in issa ase of eating outside the sukkah. You could mamash learn he means like the menchas chinuch. That by sukkah and tzchadish more, they can even be over in issa ase when you're isuk in the mitzvah. But you could learn, it doesn't mean so right. It could be, means, I've added there's only a mitzvah, a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, and there's no issa to eat outside the sukkah. Just normally, when I'm osik in a mitzvah, I'm not mekayim in the second mitzvah. I don't have to be osik in the second mitzvah. Shaking here, I'm mevatel the second mitzvah, aseh v'kum aseh. Dahainu, I've got a mitzvah chiyuv is to go eat in the sukkah, but I'm being over this chiyuv by doing a pu'ula, by eating outside the sukkah. In Echanam, it's only a mitzvah, it's only a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. There's no issa. But the way, the oifum which I'm over this mitzvah is by doing a pu'ula, by doing an action of eating outside the sukkah. So there's no hechrech to run at the Mechitz Chinuch. But like upon him, l'choye, tvei shver, the Mechitz Chinuch, how is it doimer b'chlal to the Kirshma? The Kirshma, we said, you're only not doing a second mitzvah, saying, hey, l'choye, even issa. L'choye, tvei shver, I don't know what that is. But some we see similar to the Mechitz Chinuch's shitter from the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer is medayik from the Gemara Daf Beis. The Gemara Daf Beis speaks about sukkah lemaylo mi esem hamav, and the Gemara is bringing a raya that's kosher. The Gemara brings a raya from Heleni Hamalko. The Gemara says that she would feed her children inside the sukkah, which was higher than 20 amos. The Gemara brings a raya that if it was a sukkah psula, then how is it she could feed her children there? And a man muzayin that's taka kosher sukkah. So the question is, what's the Gemara bringing raya? So kipshuta ilan the Gemara at mitzvahs chinuch. She had a mitzvah to be machanach her children. So how could she go ahead and feed her kids in a sukkah gvoya me'asem amo? Elamai, it's taka sukkah ksheira. Oh, but Abinezi brings the Tosis Shonim and Yuma who hold that a mother doesn't have a chiyuv chinuch, only a father. So if so, what's the raya of the Gemara? She had no mitzvahs chinuch anyway. So Abinezi gives a big chiddush. She says, as the Gemara you've almost learned out from Leisa Achilum, as an issa to feed macholos esuris to a cotton. So if you can't feed nevelos to a cotton, he says, hu adin, you can't allow a son to eat out of a sukkah. Why? Okay, if it's done by a mitzvah, say, then about the mother's shit, whatever, it's not nechla and leis achilun that you have to cause your son to do mitzvah, say. No one would say the mother has to tell her son to put on tefillin. Obviously, the gabi surim is in a leis achilun. So he says, because there's an issa to eat outside the sukkah, so as if you can't feed the chayfet, which is also bachila to your son, well then you can't allow him to eat outside the sukkah, because it's also an issa asay. From that, the Gemara brings Uriah, if she fed her son in a sukkah, which was higher than 20 amos, muzayin it's a kosher sukkah, and that's called eating inside the sukkah. So you see also the Avnezer Nemdon that's stuck an issa to eat outside the sukkah. And that was Pshan the Gemara's Uriah from Heleni Amalko. So you see, Klolat, the Mechanuk Shitta, that's not a mitzvah to eat inside the sukkah, it's stuck an issa to eat outside the sukkah. But the Gemara Daf Chofei, the Gemara Oisik B'mitzvah, is still schwer. Takponim, so we have the Mechaschenoch and the Abnei Nezer, who both take home that it's an issa to eat outside the sukkah, and there's no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. The second chiddush we see from the Mechaschenoch is legabe mitzvah v'avera. That is, it was a charity. The answer that in the other days of sukkahs, you need a posuk. Because mitzvah mitzvah v'avera, there wouldn't be a posuk in the etzem sukkah. I'm still eating in the sukkah. Just, I can't be yeter a positive mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, but because there's only an issa to eat outside the sukkah, so I'm not called eating outside the sukkah because it's still got a shame sukkah. So we see other achronim also go on the same haluch that mitzvah v'avera doesn't pass the etzem chefta shal mitzvah, and only lachor is machadish that the sukkah becomes a positive sukkah. We see the moshul of Chaim. Chaim says another teretz to answer to this question, why I need the posuk. Chaim says, as you do, if somebody's got enough schach for sukkah, that there's four tfochim of posel schach that passes the whole sukkah. So Chaim says, what would be if somebody's got two schach, two tfochim of posel schach, and two tfochim of stolen schach? So Chaim says, as mitam mitzvah v'avera, the two tfochim which I stole are be'etzim kosher schach. Just, I can't be eating my mitzvah which has schach, but the etzim schach doesn't have a shame, doesn't have a passlet in the etzim schach. So maybe I wouldn't pass the whole sukkah. Mashenkin, after the drosh of lachor, lachor tells you that the etzim schach becomes posel. So if so, the two which I stole, I'm mitzdarif with the two tfochim, the other posel schach, and altogether passes the sukkah. So you see, weiter from Chaim, the same idea, as mitzvah v'aveir, it doesn't passel the schach, just I can't be yitzah. Mashenkin lachor, taka passels the schach l'gamim. And what do we see from the Baruch Be'er? Baruch Be'er also gives a similar idea. He says, what would be an afkamina if the gazman stole schach, and afterwards the nigdal says, you know what, keep it. Yeah, he said, amoichel, keep it. So what would be? So, zog the Baruch Be'er that enichan, I mean, now there's no problem with mitzvah v'aveir anymore, because now the nigdal's been moichel, so whatever he's been moichel, he's been mekayim v'heishiv, there's no problem anymore. But there's a separate din of tasa l'chov olim v'na'osri, as you have to, the shas you put schach on, it has to be kosher schach. So the gazlan, when he put the schach, he put the schach before the nigzal was meichel to him. So the zog Baruch Be'er that mitzad the din of mitzvah v'aveir, so at the time when the gazlan was putting on the schach, the ma'aseh was kosher schach, Hagami stole it. Just, he can't be used to the mitzvah with shat schach, but the etzim schach is kosher schach. So Mela, if afterwards the nigzal is meichel, and there's no problem with mitzvah v'aveir, so there's no problem, he can be yotze. Mashenkin, after the din of lachor tells you that the etzim schach is possible. So enechanami, afterwards the nigzal is meichel the schach, and it's now kosher schach. But at the rega where he put the schach on the sukkah, the schach was possible schach. So there'll still be a problem of tasa lachor v'aleim v'na'osri, because it was possible schach when he put it down. So we see also in Baruch Be'er the same idea that mitzvah v'aveira doesn't pass the etzim schach. It's just with this schach the person can't be ate his mitzvah. But with the main kosher schach, the moshe l'gabedin of tasa lachor. But again, after the drosh of lachor, it becomes possible schach. Yeah. The Achronim ask though, in the Mechas Chinuch, and these shittos that hold that mitzvah v'aveira is not a psul in the hefta, it's only that the person can't be ate his mitzvah, they ask from the pashas of the Gemara and Daf Lamed. As the home of Koyo mitzvah v'aveira, the Gemara brings us from v'avesim gozel v'esapiseach. We dashen by korban, posuk in Malachi, that you can't bring a korban which is a piseach, a balmum, and you can't bring a korban which is gozel. The Gemara's makish gozel to piseach, just as a piseach. It's possible who in from there we learn that gozel is possible. So if Shemishko, Pitain is as v'choy piseach, a behemoth which is a balmum, it's not the person can't be yitzah's mitzvah which is such an animal. The animal itself is a balmum, you can't bring, whatever, the behemoth itself has got a pasles. So what then? L'choy shteit in the hekush is gozel as well. That when you steal a korban as well, it's chal and the etzim behema are pasles. It's not just that the person can't be yitzah's mitzvah. The etzim behema get the pasles. That's l'choy. All that is nichlal in the hekush. Not like vein amon, that's only a sort of a person can't be yitzah. That's one taina they ask. L'choyim also ask as the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Zvochim says somebody brings a korban shleil shmo by certain korbanos. The Gemara says the etzim behemah is kosher, the korban is kosher, just the person can't be eating his mitzvah. It's not oile lebailim shayim rotzen. But the etzim behemah is kosher. So they ask, if you'd say that mitzvah of avera is only still that the person can't be eating, but the etzim korban remains kosher, so the Rishonim say in the Flamete that the korban is posel gamim. All korban is posel. Why should it be? Why should it be kosher? Just the person can't be eating his mitzvah, can't be eating his chiyuv. From the fact that Rishonim say it's posel gamim, it's mashma as gozel, even mitam mitzvah v'aveira is posel legamri. Shows a shtak tainus on the Mechas Chinuch. So, how you could answer, so ma'alach, you could say, as it could be, there's two dinim in mitzvah v'aveira. One dosha the Gemara brings by us in Sukkot Aflamud, v'aveisim is a gozel, as a gozel is posel legamri. But the second Joshua, which probably doesn't bring, as far as I know, the Yerushalmi brings it, a Pasuk in the end of Bruch HaKoisai, as it says, Eile HaMitzvahs. So we dash Eile HaMitzvahs. So what's it in them? As if you do them, if you do mitzvahs in the way which they were given, the Hainu pure mitzvahs, without an Avera mixed in, then you're Yotza. But if you do them mixed in with an Avera, that's a Gemara, you're not Yotza. From here with my mind, it's Mitzvah of Avera. As we state in Yerushalmi, more or less. So Kumtais, as the second Makori of Mitzvah of Avera. So Lachoya, why do you need both Joshas? We have one here from Avesim Gozel and a second one in Yerushalmi. So it could be Api the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah and Daphnes and Sukkah, he brings down a Shitta of some Yishonim that Mitzvah of Avera is not absorbed by all mitzvahs. It could be only absorbed by mitzvahs which are Oile Leritzvi. I know every mitzvah of Adi Makai Mot and Hashem, but some mitzvahs have a special school. Lamashal, he brings Shofar, it's got Koyach HaRitzvi, Korban is a Machapa. And within Lulav, they say, is keeps back the Ruch Yisroes. They each have a special skula in the particular mitzvah. So only by those type of mitzvahs, which are there, Leritzui, Dafka there, the psula of mitzvah of Avira. So it could be that the Taka Tudinim. And the psul Chefta, you could say, Azuri, the psul Chefta, which we learn from Daf Lamud, as the Chivet of Pasul Gamri, that din is only by a mitzvah, which is only Leritzui, Moshe by Lulav, by Shofar, by Korban. Oh, but the second din, it's a takam istaba, because we're learning out a pasuk by korban. So l'chayu can only be married by things which are doim into korban. As every korban is oile l'ritzui. But in dafka, shofar, dafka, all of those things which are oile l'ritzui. And by these mitzvahs, taka, when it's boba averia, it's taka chal psul and the chefza. Masha'in kein, the second din of eile ha-mitzvahs, that's tamad din by every mitzvah, eile ha-mitzvahs. That's the way to be mekayim mitzvahs. That din, you could say, doesn't pass on the chefza. That din is eile ha-mitzvahs, it's a din how the person is mekayim his mitzvah. If he does the mitzvah together in Avera, I'm not eating my mitzvah. But Taka is not chal any pasulus in the chefza. But that din is lav dafka by mitzvah, which is oile l'ritzu. That could be by every mitzvah. It's eila mitzvah. It's a din by all mitzvahs. So it could be the mechas chinuch avad is maskim as by korban. Avad of the korban is pasul agami, like the achoinim mavai. It's a psul chefza. But that's only by dvorim which are oile l'ritzu. Sukkah though, sukkah is not oile l'ritzu dafka. So on that the mechas chinuch says sukkah. That there's no psul in the chefta, and that taka it's only din that the person can't be ate his mitzvah. But rather there's no pasulus in the etzim chefta. But come to there's two dinim. There's a din in the gavra and there's a din in the chefta. And the din in the chefta is only by certain mitzvahs. How you could show through to this story the Rabbeinu Chananel Shitta. The Gemara at the beginning of the Perek says legabe lulav that lulav ha-gozol is pasul all days of Sukkos. So the Gemara says lo yishna b'yom tov rishon lo yishna b'yom tov sheni. So the Gemara asks b'shalem b'yom tov rishon dechsev lochem. First day you need lochem, so if I steal it, it's not mine. Ela b'yom tov sheni amai loy. He says, Gemara, on the second day of yom tov, why can't you be yotze? There's no din of lochem. So the Gemara, a makoy of mitzvah bo ba'avira. Rabbeinu Chananel has a very interesting gersa. He says, Gozel nami b'yom tov rishon k'siv lochem, v'hai lav shalchem. U'b'sha'a yomim nami lifnei yush tohayin shalchem. Then Rabbeinu Chananel learned in the question of the Gemara, before we knew about mitzvah bo ba'avira, he already asks, as Enechanami, if you steal a lulav and the Bailim haven't yet given up hope, they haven't been miyayish, then even on Yom Tov Sheni, you still won't be yotze. Even before we know about the din of Avesim Gozel, about the din of Mitzvah of Avera. It comes to Enechanami, it's machalik between before Yush and after Yush. And already the Chesh Shleim here asks the Pele. On the second day of Yom Tov, there's no din of Lachem. You don't have to own it. You can borrow a lulav as well. And we're going in the Gemara to have a minute. We didn't yet know about Mitzvah of Avera. So what should be the problem if I steal a lulav and the Bailim haven't been miyayish? There's no problem. There's no din lochem. There's no din mitzvah b'avera. So I saw Mahavir b'shem Aaron Kotler. You could say baita on the same derech, like we said before. As a taka, there's two dinim in mitzvah b'avera. So you could say like this: the Gemara on the end of Baba Kama says if somebody steals something before the bainam abim miyayish, it's also for anyone to go and use the chayfet. You can't use it. Why? Kipshuta, because he's now over exela. That which I'm using somebody else's chayfet, it's shel shlemidas as a gazlan. That's only before yish. Well, after the bainam have given up hope, after he's been miyayish. Even if they use Yerushas and Koina, but after he's given up hope, you're not even Issa by using the Chayfet anymore. So it could be as the Gemara was only discussing the Gabi the Din of Mitzvah of Aveir, which is Chal in the Chefza. Aveisim is like Gozel, that's Chal in the Korban of Psul. But Loibin Chal, the Gemara already knew about the second Din of Eilah HaMitzvahs, that if a person does a Mitzvah together with an Aveir, that he's not Yetzer. So maybe even in the Gemara's Havamina, Hagam and Yom Tov Sheni, there's no Din of Lachem, you don't have to own it. And we didn't yet know about the psul chefta. But safe, before the bailing has been miyayish, now that I'm shaking his lulav, dos alein is an issa. Dos alein, I'm shaking his lulav, that itself, I'm using somebody else's lulav without his permission, that itself is exela. So now, the reg which I'm using here, I now want to do mitzvah's lulav together in Aveira. So, I mean, the Gemara, you know, in the Havamina, the other din mitzvah baba avera mitzad the gavra. That the time where you're doing an avera, you can't do a mitzvah. So maybe before Yerushal Kaben Echanan Lavad, you can't be yitzah. Because the rake which I'm using it, I'm now even nissa. I'm shaking after Yerush, Fede Gemara, I'm not even nissa anymore, because after Yerush, I'm allowed to use it. So why can't I be yitzah? On that, the Gemara answers a new din, that's taka chala psul in the chayfet. And that remains forever. Once I stole it, it's chal forever. But we see also in Echanan, like the Menchasrenov, these two gedorim, that there's one din, mitzvah avera, which is chal in the chefter. Dafka by Dvom Ha'ilah Leritzui, like Lulu, for example, or like Korban, and there's like a Tzveta Din, a Din in the Gavra, that a person can be Yitzah Mitzvah together with an Aviru.